Good morning. Christ is risen. Today is Mother's Day. And there are many mothers in the Bible. But I have to say, very few of the mothers in the Bible feel very contemporary to us. But today I offer you, on this Mother's Day, the book of Ruth. In the Old Testament, what Christians call the Old Testament, but as I like to tell you all the time, there's nothing old about the Old Testament. And this beautiful short story of Ruth and her mother-in-law, Naomi, is certainly one of the most beautiful and one of the most contemporary stories in the entire Bible. It takes place a long time ago, probably around the year 1200 BC, so well over 3,000 years ago. It was after the Jews had settled in Canaan, the promised land. And the book tells us at the beginning that there was a famine in the land. And a certain man of Bethlehem in Judah went to live in the country of Moab. He and his wife and their two sons. Now, Moab was a place, was an area that was hated by the Jews. They were, in many ways, enemies. But because there was a famine, the man, his name Elimelech, and his wife Naomi, and their two sons, Mahlon and Chilion, went to Moab. And they were from Bethlehem in Judah. And you know about Bethlehem if you come to church at Christmas time. But Elimelech, the husband of Naomi, died, and she was left with her two sons. Both of them married Moabite wives, something that was a no-no. And the name of one of the wives was Orpah. Not Oprah, Orpah. Just switch the R and the P. And the name of the other was Ruth. And after 10 years, Mahlon and Chilion also died. So Naomi was left without husband, without her sons, and with the two daughters-in-law. Then Naomi said, okay, enough is enough. I hear now there's the famine is over back in Canaan, so I'm going to return home. But before she leaves, she tells the two women, the two daughters-in-law, go back, each of you, to your mother's house. She knew it would be difficult to bring them into a Jewish land, both of them being Moabites. Very interesting in a patriarchal society, because usually we hear about your father's house. But here, Naomi, perhaps an early feminist of 3,000 years ago, said, go back to your mother's house. May the Lord deal kindly with you, she said to them, as you have dealt with the dead and with me. The Lord grant that you may find security, each of you. So she blessed them, and she kissed them, and they all started crying. And they said to her, no, we will return with you to your people. But eventually Orpah did go back, but Ruth clung to Naomi. And Naomi said this to her, see, your sister-in-law has gone back to her people and to her gods. Return together with your sister-in-law. But Ruth said, and these are some of the most famous words in the Bible, don't press me to leave. For where you go, I will go. Where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God. Where you die, I will die. There will I be buried. May the Lord deal with me severely, If even death parts me from you, so Naomi returned together with Ruth, the Moabite, her daughter-in-law. They came to Bethlehem at the beginning of the barley harvest. I won't go into the details. Ruth goes out to work in the field belonging to a man called Boaz. And Boaz looks very kindly on Ruth. And he said to her, "All that you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband has been fully told me, and how you left your father and mother and your native land and came to a people that you did not know. May the Lord reward you for your deeds, and may you have a full reward from the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come for refuge." How beautiful. How he recognizes Ruth's faithfulness. And then immediately he goes on to bless her. Lots of blessings in this little 4-chapter book. Praise of Ruth followed by blessing. The normal practice of God's people. We usually just stop at praising and forget about the blessing. With a little coaching from Naomi, Ruth and Boaz marry, and Ruth bears a son. And then the women of the village speak to Naomi. "Blessed be the Lord, who has not left you this day without a redeemer. And may his name be renowned in Israel. He shall be to you a restorer of life and a nourisher of your old age. For your daughter-in-law who loves you, who is more to you than 7 sons, has borne him." And Naomi took the child and laid him in her bosom and became his nurse. And the women of the neighborhood gave him a name, saying, "A son has been born to Naomi." Note, born to Naomi, the grandmother. Even though he was born to Ruth, that's the closeness. They named him Obed, and he became the father of Jesse, who became the father of David. Did you see how the story ends? It ends well for Ruth, and she became the great-grandmother of David the king. And thus, Ruth entered into the genealogy of Jesus that we read every year on the Sunday before Christmas. Ruth, a Moabite, a foreigner, was one of the ancestors of Christ. Christians, beware when you think the Bible tells you to hate foreigners. Jesus himself had foreign blood. But it also ends well for Naomi. The people bless her. She has been redeemed from her bitterness and poverty, from the emptiness of her life. Ruth's faithfulness became the means by which God reversed the sadness of Naomi's life. Never underestimate what you do for your mother or your mother-in-law. God's purpose is always what the Bible, the Hebrew Bible, calls hesed, loving kindness, covenant love, God's covenant with human beings, hesed. And that word occurs a number of times in the book of Ruth. Even when Naomi told her 2 daughters-in-law to return home, she prayed that the Lord will show them hesed, that the Lord will pour hesed upon them, regardless of their return to their pagan homes. God uses Ruth the outsider, the foreigner, to turn around the life of Naomi. The Moabites were rejected by the Jews, just as the Samaritans were rejected by the Jews, and yet Jesus himself used Samaritans more than once as models in his ministry. Naomi and her husband did not stop their children, their sons, from marrying Moabite pagan women, Orpah and Ruth. They practiced what we today would call tolerance, inclusion. So I conclude today by identifying a few characteristics in Naomi, the model mother and grandmother. And these are eternal for all time. Naomi, in her bitterness as a widow and with both of her sons dead, she did not stop blessing and recognizing the presence of God in her life and in the life of her foreign daughters-in-law. She became an agent of God's hesed, loving kindness. Mothers have always been and always are central to God's covenant with humanity. So if you're a mother or a grandmother, never underestimate your role in God's plan. But also do not place burdens on your children and their spouses. Let them respond to your faithfulness, to your love, with their own faithfulness. Teach and demonstrate love and acceptance of those who are different. Be encouraging, positive. Naomi was that throughout this story. Encouraging, guiding, positive, especially to her daughter-in-law, Ruth. Above all, teach your children well, as the Crosby, Stills, and Nash song put it back in 1970. Teach your children well, and they will honor you. They will be faithful, as Ruth was to Naomi. And may every day be Mother's Day for all the mothers of the world. Amen.